Well,
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. And I would like to start by getting to know, are you registered to vote?
I am registered to vote, yep.
Thank you so much for that. And may I know in which state are you registered to vote?
Wisconsin.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, I would like to know, in what year were you born, sir?
2000.
Thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Yeah, I'll vote.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, if you had to pick, would you say, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Most important has got to be cost of living, food prices.
Cost of living and food prices, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you say, or would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Honestly, I'd probably go with Kennedy.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Some people feel more discerning about who they plan to vote for. Others are still considering their options regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. The first one right here is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, what's the chance that you will be voting for him?
40. I'd give him a 40.
Okay, and what about Donald Trump?
10.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Tommy Baldwin or the Republican Eric Holcomb?
Tommy Baldwin.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I'd say Joe Biden.
Okay, and would you say that you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much for that. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants?
Yeah, I somewhat agree.
Okay, and also President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yeah, I somewhat agree. Yeah.
Okay, great. And what about President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
Yeah, I'd somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Will you say you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree to that?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And also I have right here, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yeah, I say strongly agree.
You strongly agree, thank you. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And then we have President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Or would it make the difference one way or the other? For example, in this case, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, and they are protected for deportation.
Yeah, I strongly agree. I'd more likely vote for him.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. And then I have a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah, I'd more likely vote. Yeah.
Okay, so would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. And then I have a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay, and then I have a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay, and then I have a program that grants for permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure in cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Thank you. And then I have a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. And then I have a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, and are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Thank you so much for that. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one is, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say that's very concerning, somewhat concerning for you, a little concerning, or not at all concerning for you?
Very concerning.
Okay, so Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, and then I have Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, and then I had Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and mass raids to deport millions of immigrants. So would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
And then, would you say that Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. How concerned are you?
I am concerned about that, yep.
Okay, very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you so much for that. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And then I have Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration? Former President Trump or President Biden?
President Biden.
Okay. And would you say that is that much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Bill Sink, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would say Joe Biden, yeah.
Okay, Democrat Joe Biden, thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
My mic? Yeah.
Okay, what is your relationship to them? Are they your coworker, a client, friend, or family member?
Can I skip this question?
Yeah. If you prefer not to say or not to specify, it is okay. But, for example, you do know people who is undocumented, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I will read a list, and you tell me which of them are the ones you use. The first one is Facebook, Fox News Channel or website, YouTube, TikTok, Spanish language radio programs, Univision, or Telemundo, WhatsApp, Instagram, OANN, News, or Newsmax, MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites?
WhatsApp.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. The first one is, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Okay, thank you. Only Mexico?
And America, United States.
Okay, thank you. Were you born on the United States mainland or the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Mainland.
Okay, thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in any other, on, in any other country?
Repeat the question again?
Yes. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in any or in another country? Would you say yes in Puerto Rico, yes in another country, yes, both Puerto Rico in another country, or both parents born in mainland?
No, just one parent in Mexico, one in mainland.
Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Would you say you always speak Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
More English than Spanish.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you so much for that. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat.
Not very strong? Okay.
No.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years.
4 years college degree?
Yeah. Yeah, bachelor's. Yep.
Okay, and what's your religion, if any?
Christianity.
Okay.
Catholic.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have you as your first name?
Javier.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sadly, no.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, this concludes the survey, and thank you so very much for your participation. Have a wonderful one.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.